Okay, so today, my friends, we are reading a golden book called Cindy Sitzker's Tiny Paw Library Moving Day. And it's written and illustrated by Cindy Sitzker. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Chip. And Dale.
Well, are you, but you're Chip though, right? Or are you Dale? You're Chip. Okay. And we're reading this story today because our family is moving, aren't we? Yeah, we're going into a new house, and it's very exciting. And there's lots of different reasons why some people can move. So let's read about this one, shall we? Are you ready? Here we go. It has been raining very hard for a long time. The floor in the mouse house is wet and muddy. And in the picture, we can see inside the mouse's house and the mice house. And it looks like their floor has started to become ruined. The leaf carpets are squishy. Water is flip-flopping from the ceiling onto the table. And what are they doing? Can you see?
Catching it.
Yeah, they've put out thimbles and acorn bowls to try to capture all the water so that they don't get covered in water. Father finds some dry leaves for the floor. Mother clears the table. The mice have a picnic underneath it. Oh, that's smart. So if you sit on top or at the table, then you get rained on. But if you sit under the table, then you don't get as much rain on you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Father says, "Everything is too wet. It's time to move." Father and the little ones go out to find a dry place to live. I'm going to guess that maybe this is the rains have started to kind of come down on where they're at now. And that's a reason why you might want to move, is if your house starts to not do what it's supposed to do, which is keep you safe.
And starts to flood.
Yeah. After a short walk uphill, the mice find lots of dry nooks and crannies under the roots of a pine tree.
For me,
mm-hmm.
I bet that's their old home.
Well, their old home looked like it was very wet.
And I bet he's saying bye, old home.
In the picture.
And I bet all the water's going into that grass.
In the picture, we can see that he has found a pine tree and he's looking into it. But this, I don't see any water dripping. I think this is a different home than his other home. In fact, he says, "This will be a good home." So his father. Uh-huh.
"But what will we cook with?"
wails sister.
"What will we play with?"
whimpers brother.
"Where shall we sleep?"
cries Tiny. Okay, so we should point this out. In the family, there's the mommy and daddy mouse, mommy mouse and a daddy mouse. But there's also a daughter mouse and a son mouse and then a baby mouse. So a boy and a girl and a baby.
"We will go home and pack up all our things and move them here," father says.
They go home and do just that. Well, if you were a mouse, you could use a button for a lot of different things, couldn't you?
What would I use a button for?
Well, it looks like you could use it for a frisbee or maybe a plate or anything that, a wheel. In the picture, we see them loading their things up, and it definitely looks like the baby has a mouse button that he's using. You could use your imagination and think up something. If you were a mouse, what would you do with a button?
If I was a mouse, I would grab a couple leaves and turn it into a ceiling fan.
That's brilliant! You could take the button and then poke the leaves through the holes in the button and dangle it from the ceiling, and then the wind would move it and it would circulate air in your room. I think that's a brilliant idea. Well done. Got a little engineer here.
Yeah, and I couldn't close my window because all the wind would go into my room and spin my ceiling fan.
It's brilliant. Good job.
And actually, it can close when I don't want my ceiling fan to spin. I close the door.
I think that's a great idea. Good job. You're creative. Shall we find out what our friends do next in the story?
But I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, let me get you your drink while we read. All of the mouse things are stacked in a big fern. Big leaves cover the furniture to keep it dry. Little leaves keep each mouse dry. It's easy to pull the fern over the wet, slippery grass. And there goes the whole family with all their stuff.
Inside the fern.
Mm-hmm. Under the...
I'm gonna lay back now.
Okay. Under the tree, on top of the hill, each mouse unpacks something. Except for Baby, who watches from a new perch. And that's good to know that everybody in the family has a role. They have something to do to be useful and helpful.
Baby just grab his little button.
I don't know. Let's see what happens next. Yeah. It is, maybe. It is a fine, new, warm, dry mouse house. What a beautiful house it is. On the dry, sandy floor, the happy mice dance. And they have got a new home, and they look so happy there. And that is the end of the story.
Mommy,
yeah.
Where is Baby's little button?
We don't know. Maybe they haven't unpacked it yet. They'll have to figure that out, won't they? And that's the end.